Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It doesn't happen often, and that's why we call them occasional Diddy Dirt. And we're probably almost done.
I think so.
Week 7.
This
we're
is week 7?
Week 7 of the trial. I know, it feels like it's both been going on forever and also like it just started.
Yeah.
But like, think about it, Cassie's had her baby since she testified.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How long was, not that this is the same, but how long was Amber and
Johnny?
I feels like it was forever.
Because that thing
How long did it last?
Yes.
Oh, how long 6 weeks.
That was only 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And this is already longer than that?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, this has had days off. Like last week, had to take days off because like
two
the
or three,
juror
yeah.
excused and...
Okay.
It also went over Memorial Day weekend, this did, right? So.
Okay, so they
more
haven't
days
been.
Off.
They haven't really been getting after it.
Yeah. So what you know is what? They've been quite lazy.
What's the dirt today?
Well, the biggest thing is that Oprah has cleared her name. She has made sure that people know she has never been near a puff party, never been near it, she says. And then she also said, anybody who knows me knows if there is a party, I'm the first one out. Which means she certainly didn't make it to the free call portion of the night.
Wait, can I just ask that? Is that really, so it would be another party and then the freak off would like be an offshoot? Like was the freak off the thing you went to or did you go to the white party and then it turned into a freak off?
Do you think people are willingly being like, and tonight we're going to the freak off where we're going to get lubed up? And like, I would imagine it was a party, you get some things in your system and then you're like, yeah, I'll do the freak off. Mm-hmm. Also, it sounds like a lot of the freak off wasn't super consensual.
Yeah.
So
I think there were a lot of parties where a lot of people went to them and they were, for lack of a better word, they're innocent. They're just like, it's a party. It's a celebrity party. And I think there's probably rooms where stuff's happening, but I think there's tons of people that are like, I did go to a Diddy party, but I didn't do any of that stuff. I think that's pretty reasonable to assume.
Can I ask you, T-Hack? As an Iowan, have you seen any of the pictures of like your boy Ashton? Like
he is a fellow Iowan, yeah.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher?
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
Like walking down a weird hallway with two women, kind of like-
At a white party?
Just at a Diddy party in general. Ashton definitely hung out at Diddy parties. But again, those parties were the biggest thing in the world. And I don't necessarily believe Oprah didn't ever go. Like the white party was like the Met Gala. At a certain point, it's like the place to be seen.
For sure. But it also, I don't know if it was Diddy's white parties that were the big ones because it just became a massive thing. Everyone was doing them.
I think the celebrity, it's like the 4th of July weekend, not this year. The white party was at Diddy's Malibu home.
Okay. Mm.
Like, I remember, like, Alex Earle, the influencer girl from TikTok, went to one, like, 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
I know.
Really?
But I think, don't call her a stan. But I'm pretty sure, because it's a big deal when you're, like, a new celebrity to go to it. But I don't think that those were the freak-offs.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I did ask ChatGPT about Ashton Kutcher and the parties. Ashton actually co-hosted.
That's not a great look.
Iowa?
I think they were close. Yeah.
They were close friends in the early 2000s.
Okay. Michael Rubin has taken over I don't know who that is. He's taken over the really big celebrity white parties the last few years.
Okay. Ooh,
Alex Earle attended one of his.
I was like, I feel like Diddy was in trouble a couple of years ago. Like,
And so it probably moved over to someone
else. I bet Ashton and Diddy were close because they both had reality shows on MTV around the same time. Punk'd, making the band. So I bet they were very, their stars
immersed
were
in the,
like, hitting pop culture at the same time. But why did, what was the Oprah quote again? What did she say?
She said, I've never been near a puff party.
Why'd she call it a puff party?
That's what I'm saying. There's something about that.
I don't think so. I think she's old and got the name wrong.
Oh, also, he used to be Puff Daddy, didn't he?
He was Puffy. He was Puff Daddy. He was P. Diddy. Then he was Diddy. But somebody asked her, have you ever been to a Diddy party?
No, the reason that she was speaking out and like clearing her name is apparently there was like an AI-generated deep fake that was saying that she, Jennifer Lopez... What? Jennifer Lawrence and Jim Carrey were going to be witnesses in the trial. So it was like this fake thing going around. And then she's like, hold on. I've never been to a puff party.
Like Oprah was the center of pop culture universe. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can say old gets her out of this going like, oh, I didn't know we don't call him Puff anymore.
Why do I call him anymore?
You know to call him Diddy. That's the thing.
Everyone's calling him Diddy. Why'd you call him Puff?
She listens to the show. It's the occasional Diddy dirt. Oh my God. One more thing I wanted to get out there before we get the trial rap date or whatever. For some reason, he kept his Diddy oil.
Wait, Diddy oil?
I think he called it that. Okay, baby oil in a humidifier. And I saw a picture of it. Now that you guys are talking, I don't know if it's a ChatGPT fake, but it's like the humidifier that you put cigars in. Like you pop it open and it's just like a bunch of baby oil and stuff lined up. You keep things that will dry out in a humidifier so that they don't dry out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put oil in a humidifier because it's wet.
Oil. Do you think that he was doing that to like conceal it?
Oh, gross. So like
it is gross.
Like he's walking in, like grab a cigar and it's like
keep it warm?
That's exactly why. It was reportedly heated. It was heated.
I don't like
that. Yeah.
No, thank you.
It was a heated humidifier.
Yeah. Just like you keep your aloe vera in the fridge. You would keep your baby out.
Stop that. Yeah.
You keep it in the fridge for when you get a sunburn.
Can I come to a free coffee?
Stop it.
Sorry. All right, Aaron has the final word on the trial news. So the prosecution is...
is expected to arrest its case Tuesday because they're wrapping up testimony. And then defense confirmed they will not call any witnesses, opting instead to submit exhibits.
So this could be done by Friday.
Yeah. Maybe it depends how many exhibits they have.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
So more of the occasional Diddy Dirt, and we will announce the date of the freak off at T-Hex House.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.